Hey guys, welcome to part two of the episode Positive Negative with Brother Love.
Let me say first off, by the way, before we go any further, congratulations to you, Brother Love, on getting the spot in hair. Congratulations.
I didn't.
You didn't. But will you be okay now that you are in a band that is signed? Sincere congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Kerr in Kings County is now a signed band with Brother Love on drums.
Yeah, booking. Such a big deal. Yeah.
Well, not signed to a record contract yet, but signed to a humongous booking agent.
Not bad.
Out of Nashville. And basically, one thing goes to the other. The management was like, we got you in touch with this booking agent. The booking agent was like all gaga over us. And now the booking agent has sent us the congratulatory, you know, welcome on board.
It's amazing.
We are going to put you out on the road. They gave us this awesome rider with like, you know, like, well, what do you need? You know what I mean? Put this much. And I'm just like,
what do you need?
Oh, please. Booze, a couple of extra rooms, a handler. I'm the diva. I was telling you guys before, like, it's her in Kings County. Monique, you know, it's Caleb and Monique's baby.
MySpace.com/her.
Right. Yeah. And Caleb did all the Brother Love records and co-wrote and all that stuff. And we'll still be doing the Brother Love stuff, absolutely.
It's so funny. I think when a record label, it seems like, when a record label wants you, they want you. Like, this happened, boom, boom, step to step.
Right.
And there was no real shenanigans. It was like, you're coming down here because we want to see you. And they meant it. And then they moved on and they moved and they moved. And, and now you're signed. It's amazing.
And it just fit a niche, you know what I mean? Because it's not your typical country stuff. It just has a city vibe to it. You know, mm-hmm. we're from New York. So
And the band is tight.
And we just rock. Like, I enjoy playing drums again. It's so much fun. And I just, like, it's, I don't really have to worry and stress too much about anything. I mean, I have such a blast and a great time.
You also don't have to worry about booking.
Oh, all that stuff. I know.
It's.
And then when I get to do my own stuff, it's like, oh, great. I know that I'm on tour. Like, because, you know, I'm not gigging every week here. You know, this and that. And I was like, okay, good. Oh, wait. I'm going to be in, like, Georgia. Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I'll put a band together and play on my off night in Georgia and do, like, mm-hmm. you know, do the Brother Love experience. That kind of stuff. Like, that'll be fun. But
and it definitely makes sense. And I know already that they call it when people do it at clown agencies. In no way are you going to be part of this band hawking your shit.
Right.
But at the same time, I can very easily see this leading to that as well. If you're like, yeah, well, I kind of, you know, was into being Brother Love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny because somebody said,
well, Brother Love doesn't really disappear. And also the coolest thing is even on drums, he's Brother Love.
Yeah, right.
You know, and they call him Brother Love. And just the whole thing is great.
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun because they were like just sort of like, it's like calling in, like, you know, kind of being a ringer in a cool way. Like when we're on tour, you know, I'm like, Monique, you know, hey, you know, hot chick singer, go talk to them. Like, you're better at that than I am, man. Come on, you go talk to them. Like, all right, I'll go talk to them. Right. Hey, guys, I mean, really, the booking agents, the main guys, I didn't really realize who they were when we were in Nashville, but me and them were just drinking and doing shots and hanging out all night, laughing about everything. And they just were like, we love these guys. And I'm like, who are those guys? They're like, those are the guys that are going to sign us. Oh, awesome. Right.
That's how good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because what if it was the guys that were not going to sign you and you made it worse?
Yeah, exactly.
At least it wasn't like Angry Brother Love Drunk.
No. It was dynamite. And the band is so much fun. And like the tunes are fun. And I get to play with Caleb all the time and Monique. And
you're on tour with friends.
I'll be on tour with friends. And it is going to be and it's sort of real deal stuff. We're going to be opening up for this band. Like, just a national act and probably doing a lot of, like, bigger venues and I think a lot of summer festivals and stuff like that. In fact, they did say, the management company said, you know, on your MySpace, just for now, tone down. Don't get rid of it. Like, you know, you guys have those skulls. I don't, you know, like, some of the artwork for her in Kings County, like, skulls and, like, my skull has, like, an Ajufro on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's been done before with the Guns N' Roses and all that. We all know. But it's funny when you do something 20 years later. It is brand new for a lot of people who aren't yet 20. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, guns and what? Okay, go fuck yourself. But
it's like again, the Kid Chris song. That's going to be somebody's song for the first time they heard it.
Right, right, right.
Wouldn't that be funny if that was the song, but that was the lyrics? That's a very catchy song. And you're a nigger. Right. Like, what?
They're in the car with their mom. They're like, and they're singing, the song comes on, the real song, and they start singing the messed up lyrics. How do you do it like that?
It's great music, but you really got to change the words. Right. I think that song could have been a hit. I don't know where we went wrong.
But they said the magic company said, "Listen, these skulls. Do you think you could just duck them or take them? You know, put them away for a little while. I mean, you know, off the MySpace because you're gonna be doing a lot of like big festivals in the summer, and that's family friend stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like
family friendly.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just kind of like, this is just gonna be a fun song. It's gonna be a fun tour, man. I'll you know everybody, you know, let everybody know when we're coming around. You come out, we'll hang out.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not like it's a nasty. nasty album, the two Her and Kings County albums, but isn't it funny? Like, can you take the skulls off? Yeah. Have you read the lyrics?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You know what the lyrics are about. Just life. Nothing right. insane, but.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. But that's just, they're covering their butts. You know what I mean? Right. So that's all right. They're, you know, we're all new working together. So
would
Congratulations. Thank you. And would you like to take a second right now to thank Adam Curry and Podshow for getting this whole thing together?
Absolutely. Oh, I forgot all about
that. Why would you forget that?
Oh, please.
It's not nice.
Give me a freaking break. I thank Keith and the girl once again. The letters, by the way, from the last show that have been pouring in.
Oh, about your mom?
About my mom. Oh. I mean, it has been so remarkable. And you know what I think is really awesome? More letters from guys than girls. Mm. More letters from guys that are like, yo, Brolo, fuck you, man. I shed a tear today, this and that. But I called my mom, and I called her twice, or I wasn't going to talk to my mom, or this and that. I really do appreciate it, man. You know, like... It was just really remarkable, and just every day more letters come in, and it was so cool.
And it's amazing, because people worry that I'm homophobic, and obviously three-quarters of my audience are faggots. So I'm the one that's offended.
You can always take it there.
All right. Oh. But that was the best part of the show. I mean, yeah, and people, the compliments that came in, a lot of them were, and I really do, and I was thinking about it, because I never listen back to any of the shows that I'm on, but... Keith, you were such an amazing host. You pushed everything perfectly. Right when there was time for humor, you weren't an asshole about it. You were just funny in a perfect way to lighten it up.
And well, you also take it really well. Like, you know he's coming from a good place.
Yeah,
you know?
No, well, there's a difference between, like...
Please let him talk, baby. Please.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a difference between just, like, hey, it's all, like, blowing it up. Like, I'll, you know, I mean, like, you say a joke, and you just sort of, like, there's space for something to go anywhere. It was just enough humor just to keep it going. You know, without it getting too, you know, downhill. And because you don't know. I mean, I remember thinking, is this a good show? Is this boring for people? Like, did we just completely just drive into off a cliff and who knows where it landed and all that? And
it's funny. I think anyone who the story is about, they're like, I don't know, am I going on and on about me? You know, Keith and I.
Well, I never have a problem with that.
Never mind.
But it was great, man. And everybody was saying the same thing. Like, it was just a remarkable and I've really it was just very therapeutic. It helped me. I mean, really, talking about my ex, well, that other show, I guess the Manic Depressive show last year, and about my mom. I mean, God, I'm expecting a bill in the mail just for the psychotherapy. No, but it, really great, really helpful. I am always deeply touched by you guys.
Well, to help Brother Love pay for the bill that we will be sending.
Por favor, señor and señoritas.
BrotherLoveRocks.com/store. He's got t-shirts up there. He's got CDs up there. It's a store that you do want to visit. You will not be disappointed. Everything is top-notch. BrotherLoveRocks.com/store.
Do you get a cut now of Her and Kings County albums?
We haven't discussed any of that.
It's time to talk.
I mean, it's like it is funny, like because my Brother Love stuff, it's like it's all sort of mine. The Her and Kings County, I didn't play on the records,
right?
And I'm brand new to the band.
You're kind of a hired gun.
I was a hired gun, and then I decided we were on tour that last time, and I missed like a big money night at the restaurant and all that. And we were in the van, and we were just basically driving from that last gig, and you know we had just had a blast, or it was so cool. And they just handed over the chunk of money that they got paid from that gig because I missed a big night, you know, big weekend at work. And I'm sitting there, I'm holding the money in my hand, and I'm just like, you know what, guys? Keep it, man. Put it back in the van. Put it in the van. I don't need this. I'd rather be a part of this. It's more exciting. We all ate crackers this week. You know what I mean? We all had a great time, and we all, you know, let's just keep this momentum going. And it's just much more fun that way, you know? So I definitely – it is a band, obviously.
I mean, there has to be – I mean, there's already set rules to all this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
We're doing the Keith and the Girl relationship book. It's like – you already know what the deal is, you know? I don't, but you do.
Right.
You know how much I'm going to get on each book. You know
sure.
how the advance is going to work. We're kind of the dummies here, yeah, you know? We'll rate it, but we're the dummies. Right. There's already a thing in place. So there's got to already be some kind of set thing.
I'm sure there is.
Like, you know, because it's not fair that you'd be a hired gun, you know?
But it's
you're
also
promoting
not fair
an
that
album.
You would get.
Right. I'm not going to get evenly. Like, basically, what happens is. You know, money is in the publishing. Money is in if you get something on the radio or television, movies. You know what I mean? Like when somebody out there has a TV show and they say, oh, I want to put Summertime, hint, hint, in my television show. You know, whatever. I make a lot of money. And Caleb makes a lot of money because we wrote it.
Right.
We're co-writers.
I understand that.
I haven't written a stitch of lick. I will be writing. I have been in the writing process for Her in Kings County stuff, which is exciting to now write another theme, like different kind of music for a girl singer and all that. But when you're on tour this kind of level, it's all about the merchandise, what you guys and what I do. It's the same thing. So basically, it's all about – everybody better be selling some fucking CDs and T-shirts, you know what I mean? Or we, right. or at least we have the merch table, because that's really how bands that go on tour make – they make their money from touring. We're going to start out with gigs that are probably going to be from anywhere from like 500 a night to 1,000 a night maybe. And we're just going to – it'll be a split. It definitely will probably, in my estimation, be more of an even split.
And by the way, it sounds like a lot of money. It's not a ton of money.
It's not a ton. No, but then what happens is then you're talking about working it up.
Because you're splitting it between 5-6
people. Right, right, right. And then merchandise and all that. But basically, when you're on the road, the rider, with this being booked by a booking agent, they take care of it so that your hotels are taken care of, your food is taken care of, your per diem, your booze. So any
you know
money.
What nobody I'm sorry. You know what nobody thinks about for the rider, though? Cash.
Yeah,
a bowl of cash. Right. Hold the exactly. brown M&Ms and well, hold the ones.
You get paid. In addition to all that, that's why. Like at first, if it's 500, 1,000 a night, you split it 5 or 6 ways. But then what they're talking about is look, we just want to get you up to speed and up to a level where then it's 10,000 a night, 15,000 a night, 20,000 a night, and upwards. And that's where it's like, that's a pretty damn good living. You know what I mean? If you're playing a couple of nights a week, all of a sudden it's like, all right, I could be a drummer in a band and do all right. And basically, I'm not paying for anything. When you leave New York, you don't spend the same kind of money. Right. You know what I mean? Even if you go to stupid Long Island, you still don't spend the same amount of money. You know what I mean? But like, you just don't. So that's kind of cool.
You're also, you know, you get to the venue and there's a platter.
That's what I mean. You're not spending money on your hotels, your food, all your stuff. All you're basically doing is paying some of the bills at home or the rent or whatever, or subletting. And it's pretty awesome. So
well, you won't be able to sublet, right? It's kind of on and off.
I could probably sublet. I don't know if I want to. I need somebody to take care of my cat. But other than that, whatever. You know, my rent is so cheap. I don't really need to, you know, sublet it. And then it's even more fun than to keep writing. Like, you know, we'll be writing more and you know, recording stuff. And I'm sort of psyched for things like, you know, excuse me, all this festivals and all that. And then, you know, like I said, I'll have my laptop. I'm always going to, you know, I basically do the same thing that I do all day long anyway, selling records and doing what we do, the Brother Love stuff and all that. It's an enhancement to my life, and I'm psyched. Shit. Right?
Congrats.
Very exciting. Yeah. Until this happens, though, make sure you buy some Brother Love albums and...
Well, and during when it happens.
Right, and during when it happens.
Still got to pay the rent.
But, yeah, let's not look through the cash in our pockets and decide who gets the bear tonight.
It actually would be kind of, I think it would be kind of fun. Like, you know how sometimes you see a band or I guess maybe like when let's say what's his name, Foo Fighters, that kind of a thing, okay. Right? Or you see something like, wow, that guy's a drummer for this band. Like, I mean, there are enough people out there that are gonna be like, wow, it's Brother Love. You know, there are enough people that do know who I am, which is I'm very thankful for. In a way, I envision it being like, then all of a sudden it's gonna be like, I can just sort of like, oh yeah, and I have this album. And let's say it's out for a couple of years already, album of the year, and turn it up and that, whatever. And it'll be brand new to a whole bunch of new people. And,
oh, yeah.
And kind of be
yeah.
like, well, that guy, I thought he was just a drummer in a band. Like, oh, you know, it's sort of like it's like a little, what is it, like a secret weapon.
That's yeah, what, I do like it. I think it's fun.
I think it is. I think it's a lot of fun, you know. You know, so when you're talking down to me, well, because I just fucked your wife out there, well, guess what, man? The reason why, you know, because I got a good record, too.
All right.
Does that make any sense?
No, but but I guess keep your eye on your lady, I guess. I don't know what to tell you when you see a Bro Love show. Get those, you know, those things that cover the vagina that you used back in the day.
Chastity belts?
Chastity belts. Just in case. Tell your girlfriend it's a costume party. By the way, yes, this weekend we did go to strip clubs. Long Island sucks asshole for strip clubs, and we'll get to that. But first, we went and saw arena football thanks to my new buddy Mike Pepperman at the AFL. Whatever that's the Arena Football League, I assume.
Is that Arena or American? No, Arena, yeah.
I assume Arena. I love it.
Yeah.
We looked it up online right before we went. What high-scoring games. Just some scores from last week, from the same weekend. So these aren't abnormal at all. 74-64, 55-54, 50-44, 51-43. If you don't understand regular football scores are like 21-3.
Right.
You know, 34 is a high score.
These are like basketball scores.
Yeah, these are basketball scores. The field is 50 yards compared to 100 yards. It's AstroTurf.
It's turf.
It's
the same kind of looking thing, except it's indoors?
Yes.
Okay, and it's half the field.
It's indoors. It's now during the off season so that football lovers have something to see.
I think that's awesome because if I love something so much, and some people love football to a disgusting degree, that's sick. It's like such a great thing to be like, well, we still get to go and follow teams that are in your hometown and, you know, do the whatever goes with football, like get together with your buddies and all this stuff. But this is an added, like, couple of ridiculous things that you guys were telling me.
Yeah.
Like well, now
it
they're,
is still kind of retarded.
Yes. It's retarded, but how awesome is it? Because you guys were telling me, okay, now there are walls because you're indoors. You know, there's a wall between.
There's little rubber.
Padding.
There's rubber padding around the side, but say 4 feet tall. I forget how high I'm in. So when a guy tackles a guy, you could tackle him over this wall into you,
yeah.
The fan.
Yeah.
When a guy wants to throw a football away into the sidelines, he is throwing it at you, the fan.
I think that's better.
They're really into getting the fan involved.
Yeah.
But what I mean is they stay after. They sign. You can shake their hand. Same with their cheerleaders.
No, they want to do that because they know tomorrow they go back to their gas station job. So,
right.
You know, like, let's milk the day for all it's worth.
You think this really is, like, they have to have another job? Yeah.
I asked, like, a guy who had season tickets, and I go, is this a dumb question? Is this their only job? And he goes, I think so.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's funny. You know all the stats, but you don't know what his real job is.
But this seems like such a great, I mean, to me it's like, I don't know, like hockey it sounds like. You know, you get the aggression,
yeah.
And you get it in your face, and you get it right there. And
it is faster. It is a lot faster. It's a lot harder hits. Oh, this is what I'm going to say. Yeah, they bring out, during what would be commercial breaks in regular football, they bring fans out to do little contests. Right. Now, it's almost all
kids' party thing.
Exactly. It's almost all impossible. The field goal is only 9 feet long to make up for the short distance. 9 feet wide. Thank you. And then they'll bring out somebody from the stands trying to kick it like 30, 40 yards right. into that little upright. They never did that before in their life. They've, of course, it just tumbles like like you're doing your fifth load jerking off. It just falls out. Okay, great. Done. You only get one chance. But you know what you would have got? A $25 gift card. Like, you wouldn't even got anything amazing. You know, at least in basketball, you have that one court shot. You know, they let the guy throw the ball. You get like $1 million. Then you get a $25 gift card to Lowe's.
Yeah. Yeah, to a glasses place, but I don't need glasses. All right, Timmy, there you go. Okay, right.
Well, the quarterback, when he goes back to his eyeglasses job, he'll give you a discount.
And also, they give this thing, I think, also to make it look like these guys are really great athletes. Because, I mean, come on. I don't know how wonderful they are. As far, remember when we first walked into the Coliseum?
Yeah.
We saw on the cameras, on the televisions, they were working out before. And I have never seen workouts like this. Like, you know, they usually work out, they have the pedic, they're crushing stuff, and they're doing, like, they're running fast and doing stuff. They were doing, like, weird little, like...
I don't know what they were doing.
I don't even know. They were, like anticipating a block, like blocking, like an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
But it was so, it was basically running backwards with your arms out like this. And it was like.
And me and Brother Love watched enough football and pre-football and that we've seen how football players practice. I mean, we did see it a little weird. But I was saying about fan participation, I didn't think the guys fucking falling on top of you and getting a ball thrown at your head was part of the fan participation, but I love it.
Yeah.
What?
I love it.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, there's much harder hits. There's, you know, the action just moves. It's more dangerous maybe, but it's silly.
Yeah.
It does get silly. By the way, let's start with the names. We're the New York Dragons.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it only gets more fun.
Yeah, all right.
The Philadelphia Soul, Dallas Desperados.
Wait, the Philadelphia Soul, huh?
Yeah.
They get beaten with fucking Baronet, whatever.
Dallas Desperados, Cleveland Gladiators, New York Dragons, Columbus Destroyers. Here's just the names. Voodoos, Predators, Force, Storm. We went against the Georgia Force. Chicago
lost.
Rush.
Force is a bad name.
Crush. Rampage. Brigade. They really like, your only rule is you got to make it like a kid's party. What's your double dare team? The Motherfuckers. Right. Well, you can't have that. The Dangers. Yes, you're the San Diego Dangers. Sabercats, Rattlers, Avengers, Blaze. It is a little silly. And then it only gets, and we had great seats. We had great seats. But, it gets very silly, the high scoring. You kick the ball for the kickoff. Done. You already kicked the ball past the whole field because the field's so small. And it hits a...
Which really, it doesn't mean that they're really athletic, though.
I guarantee they're athletic. Yeah. Maybe they're on the field more, I guess.
And some of them,
right?
I'm getting from feedback, do go to the actual NFL, from...
When?
One guy was...
No, they don't.
I didn't know, but I know one guy was from the NFL.
Oh,
According to a bunch of Google responses, AFL players, I'm being told from Nick, average salary is $85,000. So that could easily be their only job.
That's pretty good. That's
it's not the millions that NFL get, but I could live on 85.
I'm paying, you know, $7.50 a beer. I could see them making okay money.
Mm-hmm. And they have sponsorships and all that, right?
By me, Brother Love, and Chris alone.
Yeah.
I think these guys did okay. So, but they you kick the ball, and it bounces off the net in the back, and then you catch it, you play it off that, and then you start running. And you can make a touchdown right away easily. Like, you could do it in football, but that's amazing. That's making your year real.
Right.
This is just another play. If you did. It's almost a shame if you don't do it.
Right. Are there less players, I assume, on the field?
16. 16 versus 16.
So what?
16 players.
But what's the normal?
What's normal? 20.
People on the field.
16? That can't be 16.
There's only 16. Really? Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so there's 20-something.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. I believe.
No, that's too many. No.
18?
No, there's less. No, because no, there's no way. There's like nine or 10 on a field at each team. No, there's no 16 each. Maybe it's 8 and 8. Maybe, you know what I mean?
Oh, 8 and 8. This is why 8 and 8.
It's probably so there's a lot less then.
No, not a lot. It's maybe in the NFL is what? It's
somebody will tell me. Who cares?
Yeah.
Let's move on. Right. So, but with such, I went to the bathroom just to pee. I wasn't gallivanting. 4 touchdowns. And that's a touchdown.
You did miss
and
the you missed
touchdown.
The cool. Yeah, nah.
And that's a touchdown. Like, what the fuck? You're not. By the time you get to the second half, honestly, you don't mind blinking. You're like, right. Everybody's going to make a fucking touchdown. A strategy for arena football is, you know what? There's only so much time. Let's let them score. And then we score last. Right. Like, remember I read these scores to you? 74, 64, 55, 55. These are a touchdown away from each other.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody scores. There was one interception. Other than that, everybody scored.
I tell you though, but our kicker missed a few extra points.
Because it's a harder kick.
It's a harder kick, and you know what I mean. Our kicker missed a few, and that could have been the difference.
So, do you think the kickers are more valued here? No, because a lot of times in the NFL, the kicker does determine who wins.
A lot of times in the NFL, and it looks like maybe in this instance also, like they're not the you know, 7 foot, 6 foot tall, beastly, like, you know, monster guys. Like, these are a lot like smaller guys. It doesn't matter. You know, a lot of times they take them from soccer leagues. They're the
really,
kickers.
Just because they can run across the field that fast.
No, because they can kick.
You know what I mean?
They take the kicker.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, these guys are considerably, right? Remember, the kicker we watched was like at least a foot shorter than any
easily,
of the players.
Easily.
Wow.
And it's funny. He's like, and he looked, and our kicker looked like a midget. Or the other kicker, one of them, right? He kind of looked like a midget body.
George's kicker did.
Oh,
And again, to my new buddy Mike, who got me the tickets, I appreciate it. But I thought I'd be treated more like a king, and I was not allowed to arm wrestle the Georgia kicker.
Yeah.
And I didn't find that fair. I didn't.
In our personal
maybe better
skybox.
Treatment. Maybe better treatment next time. By the way, being told, of course, I'm sorry. NFL has 11 players, so these guys have 8 players. So anyway, he gave us a row of tickets right in the front. They were fantastic. And so there were 9 tickets, and there ends up only being 3 of us. And some people didn't go. Like, McNally didn't want to go. He's like, I don't really follow football.
Right.
Like, I never heard – now I'm into football, so maybe it's different. But I know nothing about arena football.
Yeah.
If they started kicking the ball like it was soccer, it wouldn't – okay.
Right.
I guess you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that's – I was surprised some people – I'm not surprised McNally didn't go.
Okay.
He's not into, like, watching sports at all. But the way I see it, the guys in our vicinity, in our group of whatever,
right.
If I send you out a thing that we're going to go to some free, ridiculous part, whatever the fuck.
Right.
If it's boring what you're looking at, A, it's free anyway. And I think we'll have a good time anyway. You know, like, I'm not scared to go to any of these events. Like, Derby, I don't know if I care. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, you care now, baby. You care. You care.
But you know what I mean? Like, Keith at some point was like, are you having a good time? You're making sandwiches. Like, you're missing the thing. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I got my friends in this box here. Mm-hmm. I got people to talk to if I want to talk. I got something to watch if I'm really interested. And I'm making sandwiches and I'm a happy girl.
And the McNally, you know, girlfriend sex show,
like,
in the car.
I just like the outing. Yeah, you know? But so, to me, the outing is okay. But, yeah. Yeah, some people are really heavily not into watching sports. But I'm surprised Spooky didn't come.
I'm surprised. Yeah. You know what? He knew about there was a strip club, and he said he was low on cash, too. And then he ended up going out with this chick he's saying. But, yeah, go to the football, man.
Yeah.
I think, like, you don't know what it is. I get like this sometimes.
Actually, you do. You know what? I think it's a guy thing.
It's a guy thing.
I think a guy thing is like, you really need something. I don't know what it is that gets you guys out of the house. It's probably vagina. So if you already have vagina, it's coming back to you after she goes out with the girlfriend.
But vagina gets you out of the house, too. Oh, because no, for me, you have vagina out there.
For you, it's out there. For Keith, it's right here. So to get Keith out of the house, it's
Bert Love's
be...
head is going to explode. You mean right where you are.
The mathematics are just unbelievable on this show tonight.
So I don't know. It's a struggle to get the beer. I don't understand.
So you get what I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's just... Hey, you guys want to go over here? Well, I guess. And it seems to be when it's like a fuller outing, you guys more want to go. I don't know. Or if it's something
It was a fuller outing. We had things to do.
No, but if it's something that you, you've thought of as a kid or something, like your team is coming for blah, 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 or this concert that you've always wanted to go to, then. But other than that, to get Keith out of the house, it's
arena football. Well, I don't know. It could be so.
Right.
Of course it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
And us girls, we go, hey, there's a dumb movie happening. You guys want to get together? We'll get coffee before. We'll get a sandwich after.
Or we'll make Mexican food, you girls. Oh, you girls.
It almost doesn't matter. Oh, shut your face.
And then Relic made Mexican.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So what?
We're just filling people in.
That's all, yeah.
Just filling people in.
We drank beer and had a fucking blast.
So,
and had a foot-long hot dog with chili and cheese on it.
What?
Oh, we'll get to that.
We made chili.
We do go to these country-like events and really think like, it's the city folk acting like obnoxious kings. Mm-hmm. I'll get to that. All right. Fui saying, my favorite thing about the AFL, no timeouts. Players play offense and defense.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
You're never out of it, even if you're down 3 touchdowns. The players can hear you when you yell at them.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah. They can hear you. Like somebody goes offsides and I go, you can't do that. And he looks over like, what the fuck? Right. Like, you can hear me. It's so, you know how I said about the Shania Twain concert where it's like quiet and like half the audience can hear you? That's what this is like. People, for the most part, are well behaved, and I'm kind of surprised because it's a little hicker than regular football.
There's a lot of kids there. There was a lot of kids.
Maybe because it's a lot of kids because we felt bad cursing sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I felt bad cursing at the fourth quarter, by the way. I finally noticed. I was like, fuck. And this kid's right in front of me. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And the dude just goes, don't worry about it, man.
The AFL does try to make it look like, does try to present it like it's family entertainment, which is very weird because you're trying to break necks.
Yeah.
It's very funny to
me.
You're really killing each other.
But the same as wrestling, though. It's a family event, but these people are throwing chairs and tables at each other. It's nothing near what you would
no
think a family
sex.
Event.
You can have plenty of violence in America,
funny?
But no sex.
Isn't that funny? A thing that if Johnny would do that, it's something that you're trying to make him not do his whole life. Don't pick that up and throw it at your sister. Don't poke that at your sister. Don't do that to your brother. And then you take them to a family event with a hot dog and a soda in their hand, right. And these guys are just, and women are wrestling too, and the guys are being super aggressive, and they're throwing each other off ladders and jumping on each other. Yeah, okay.
Have you heard my theory though about movies anyway with violence and sex? As for this thing and wrestling, as for the AFL and wrestling, I would not take my kids there. I wouldn't do it. But as for the main point where everybody loves this point about, and I mean everybody, I'm definitely wrong saying this, but I want to explain. People say, I can't believe you can't show sex in movies because of kids, but you can show all the violence, you can show everything blowing up. And I think it makes sense actually, because when you see Die Hard, you can't recreate that. You can't be a child and steal a plane and do all this dramatic spy shit. But you know what you can do very easily? Take your dick and put it in a girl and have a baby. Very easily.
Okay, I understand that, but at the same time...
You're not going to get a rocket launcher.
You're right.
You're not going to knock out 50
people.
So
you'll do your version of
it.
Right. Oh, sorry, was it a rocket launcher, so I'll just put a hammer through your head.
Yeah,
that's all I had.
It's not that. It's that it draws aggression within a person's body, and a child doesn't have... the ability to control that aggression. So yeah, like Brother Love said, it's not a rocket launcher, but it's this, and oh my God, this looks like that thing on TV, a rocket launcher. I'm going to throw it as hard as I can, maybe light it on fire because I see fire. It's in my fireplace or something.
Okay, and he's going to be able to get up anyway because Bruce Willis gets up. And then you hit them over the head with it, and they don't get up.
I don't think kids understand that, and I get it. I get
then
what
do
you're
we,
saying.
Then do we ban that, which would fucking disgust everybody, or do we go, well, then we should be able to have sex, too.
No,
it's
I think
love.
You know, we're giving you something. You know, you shouldn't get it. Then kids shouldn't get any of it.
Right. I agree. And yes, there are kid-appropriate things. It's not like if you don't go to wrestling, there's not another thing that you can do with your kid that day. A. Well, not B, really. You can control your own kid's thing. It's the parents as well. You can't just blame the wrestler. You discuss it on the way there, and you discuss it on the way back.
Oh, I don't blame the wrestler.
And,
I don't blame AFL.
Right, and if you're at AFL and Brother Love is cursing above your child's head, you go, hey, that guy's cursing.
And
you
nobody
don't curse.
Stopped me. And nobody has stopped me at all.
And I don't think they should stop
and
you.
And they shouldn't.
They
and
shouldn't stop you.
They should just go, look at him. You want to be that?
Exactly. Isn't that embarrassing?
Thanks,
look, look, your mother's here, and this is what's happening. Do you feel uncomfortable that your mother's hearing that?
Right.
Do you know
right.
what I mean? Like, it's still your child. It's not the AFL's child. It's not Brother Love's child. Thank God.
So we get like 9 tickets, and there only ends up being 3 of us going. And I'm like, oh, I'll take all the tickets, and then maybe I'll give a Keith and the Girl card, a Brolo sticker,
and
hand the ticket out. Which, by the way, I think the AFL gave us the tickets so that we talk about the AFL. I'm actually giving tickets. I'm actually stopping people. Sorry, Mike. Sorry. Don't tell your bosses. So I go. I'm like, I believe there's 8 tickets. And the girl at Will Call is counting the tickets. And then and I see there's more than 8. And she goes, there's supposed to be 8? At least 8. Okay, that's right. I'm like, oh. And there's 9. So we go out. So Brother Love's idea was, let's go to the Marriott and see what chicks are hanging out at the bar. But then it was too far away.
Okay.
It wasn't worth it. So then we see a dad, you know, we assume, a guy coming in with, you know, 2 cute kids walking in. And I say it fast, so I don't look like I'm pulling some kind of scam. I go, do you guys have tickets? I'll give you free tickets, no joke. And like, oh, I'm going to be the hero, right? Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And so I give the tickets, he takes them. Okay. And yeah. keeps walking.
That's it, yeah.
I don't even need the praise, but I do need to know you that you feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A thank you is not because I need the praise, but a thank you because that was good. I picked the right person.
Yeah.
I picked the right person. You just got $180 in tickets.
And
wait,
I just
how
said
much are tickets?
$60 each.
Right. And I said, thanks,
no,
Keith.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
$60 each, $40 for worse seats, but there's no worse seats. The place
no,
is so small.
Not. Well, that's huge.
And I said, thanks, Keith. Now we got a 6. There's 2 screaming fucking kids.
But there's plenty of room, and I didn't give out the extra seats because I'm a king, and I get my leg room.
That's right.
Right? Out of 9 seats, I gave away 3. There's 3 of us. I have 3
and
seats for leg room.
What a disappointing 3 whatever.
But you know, did you hear when we did walk in back into the club, into the Coliseum?
Right.
We walked by that guy, his kids.
I saw that. And a second chance for him to acknowledge.
Did you hear what they said?
No.
Oh, no. We walked by, and they said
I wish
it more
you told
like,
me already.
More like, it was just weird the way they said it. They're like, that's the guy. Yeah, that's the guy. But I couldn't tell. It wasn't like, that's the guy. It was more like, that's that weirdo. It sounded to me like those weirdos. Like, that's the guy that gave us the tickets. Like, why would he do that? What's, you know, like, the kids
I'm not
were
sitting
like,
there.
Honest,
yeah.
But remember that bar mitzvah.
And by the way, just to jump ahead for a second, they never showed up.
No. They probably sold them.
I went. They either sold them at best.
And went to the circus.
Good, then. Kids don't belong here. Or they
didn't want to sit next to
you. Or they already had their
tickets.
They didn't want to sit next to us. Because we're weirdos that can afford to give away the $60 tickets.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. But I'm like, what the fuck? I could have gave them to somebody else.
Yeah.
Any other family members, you know? I was thinking, you know, I have the other tickets so they can get down. I want to, like, go to the, you know, AFL makes a big deal of it. You've just been upgraded,
random fan.
So I want to go, you've just been fucking upgraded. Uh-huh. Sit down. But then what if they show up and they're like, hey, these are our seats. And it's the fourth quarter. Get the fuck out of here. Too late, you know? It felt like a stupid little waste of shit.
Wow, that's so disappointing. But here's this. Remember when we did that bar mitzvah where it was at the U.S. Open? It was in a tennis whatever.
Everything I learned in clown school.
Yeah, right. So we were the bar mitzvah theme was tennis, and it was as if everybody's going to the U.S. Open, but really they're renting out.
Fucking bar mitzvah.
Themes. I know everything has to be a theme, and so basically the catering hall, the catering that was hired for the bar mitzvah had a pretend tailgating thing outside. It was all you know.
Good to teach the kids.
You go to the quote,
fake beer.
You go to the Will Call.
They're kegs with soda in it. It's still a fucking keg. You learn how to do it. You're 13. You just say, God, man, one day I know. Now I'm going to know how to use this fucking thing when it's real.
That's
thanks.
True.
I don't mean to jump in, but I was at a bar mitzvah, a theme bar mitzvah. I'm just remembering this.
And
you know what you know what the theme was?
What?
Las Vegas.
Oh,
oh
good.
My God.
There was. There was
girls.
Gambling. There was really.
There
was. It was
girls,
all.
I'm
they
sure.
had their own little money. It was a gambling slot machine. Everything. It was just debauchery. And I'm like, look at these 13-year-old kids. Like,
that's what my son likes, and he's actually more mature than most.
I think they
most.
Just run out of ideas. Well, everybody did that one. Everybody
they think it's cool.
One.
The parents think it's so fucking
because
genius.
They get to gamble.
I have a friend that curses at her kid. Not at her, like cursing at her. Curses with the kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
they curse in the house, not out of the house. Yeah, right.
Curse, I'd rather you cursed with me.
Right.
And be like, hey, he's so mature. And I'm like, I want to pull your son. Go, nah.
Yeah, no.
He is a kid.
Yeah. And guess what? You're not that mature either for cursing. I mean, you know what I mean? There are words that you can use. You know what I mean? We all know, you know?
Yeah, we're a bunch of assholes.
You know, yeah. You know, we all could use
a little bit more proper. But that's why I'm not having kids. I don't want to be more mature.
Right.
I want to be an asshole. I want to not think like, ah, oh, shit, I got to get home. It's almost this time. And the babysitter and the whatever. And then go, everyone can go fuck themselves and me too.
What is that age? Before we get to back to that, what is that age of the kid where like, I do like that age. Well, that came off weird. I do like an age of a child where they, I don't, 10?
When what?
What, they look like nice, cute, like, are you, that is nice, I might want a kid, look at that
it's
age.
It's not 10.
I don't
it's
like,
not
no,
10.
It's about
then
eight,
six?
8 or 9, I can never tell how old kids are.
Six is cute, they're starting to learn things, they have complete thoughts.
Yes.
They show you things.
They know how to read.
They start to know how to read.
Eight or nine, maybe?
They understand, like, you're annoying me. No, yeah. 8 or 9, it depends on the kid, they start getting obnoxious. 6 to 8 is what Keith likes.
I like that. I don't like toddlers. I definitely don't like teenagers, but I like that age. It's like, You know what I mean? I don't like certain dogs, but I like the Lassie dog. And those kids have that look at that time.
And they're also, they enjoy it. They're like, they get it. Like they're hanging with dad or they're hanging with mom. You know, they're hanging with dad and dad's just cool and the kid is cool. And like, oh, look how cool my kid. Everything, it really is sort of like fun and cool. And
unless they're assholes. And then your kid is just an asshole.
Sure.
And he's just walking around winning his asshole life, and you're encouraging his asshole behavior, and someone's going to punch him in the face, and you're going to blame the other person, and it's your asshole kid.
Right. So getting back to the bar mitzvah.
Okay, so it's a whole tennis thing, and the will call booth is there, and they give you, you know, it's just cute. You have to go see the will call, and they give you your table numbers from there, and, you know, as opposed to, like, just the table. It's really cute, but nobody really understood it, see, because everyone's used to a bar mitzvah being like, I go inside, I get my table number right at the beginning. It's on a table. I look for my name. So when they send you to will call, it's like, no, we don't have to pay for this. We're going to a bar mitzvah. And it's like, it's part of the thing, blah, blah, blah. So Keith and I were hired to be fake scalpers. Okay, God. And now we're on, and this is
right
the worst
away, it was
job.
A bad idea.
It is the worst. Jeez. I don't know. I mean, if
my
I was
my heart just got heavy. Just
exactly.
That, you know?
So we're going like, hey, you guys want free tickets? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, Johnny, walk away from that man. Johnny, walk away from. It was just like that. It was like the worst thing. And Keith got the worst of it because he's a giant of a man, and he looks like if you're not going to take this ticket, he will punch you. He will call you out in front of your kid. So I'm, you know,
and I'm taking
making,
it. I'm sorry. I'm taking it.
He's taking it
like
seriously.
I'm De Niro.
Yeah.
I have the little program, the U.S. Open program, and I open it up. Oh, I got tickets. You understand? Like, I'm really doing it shady. Like, am I supposed to? You want tickets? Hey, it's a joke. Go ahead. That's right. What I'm supposed to be doing. I think they acted like we're supposed to do it real, but I think I should have went. Do you want tickets? I'm a scalper. Get it? Just kidding. Keep
walking. Exactly, and that would have been
for the dads, tickets for the kids.
Right.
And that would have been way cuter. But meanwhile, as soon as Keith, like, there was like a. Sort of a street where people are parking and, you know, there's valet and everything, but you got to walk through that, or there was a sidewalk. And so Keith would kind of hang out on the sidewalk, and then as people come, he would get off the sidewalk and start heading towards these people, and I'm like further ahead of him, and I could see people just like shifting and walking away as they get closer, but they know they have to get to the bar mitzvah and he's in the way.
And I know, you know, I can make like a line where I'm going to circumvent. I lead them, you know, like I'm a nom. I lead them and I know how I can catch them. Like, why would you be walking that way? We're the only people in the whole parking lot.
Oh,
like,
it was so bad. It was
don't walk
such
away.
A bad idea.
Don't walk away. I got jokes.
Get
yeah. And I don't remember what I did, but, you know, half the people were like, somebody said something wrong to me, and I was like, all right, man. Well,
there was the one. Remember the one lady?
I don't remember.
Or was it to me? Said, it was to me, and I said, bar mitzvah or whatever. Like, you don't even know what this is, do you?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Then how did I get scalping tickets to your bar mitzvah, cunt? Why don't you buy a ticket and then look it up and fire somebody, right? I have tickets that I'm scalping to your bar mitzvah. Why don't you look on the back and check out the production company? Because somebody needs sued, dumb bitch. You don't even know what this is. I have tickets to your kid's party. I know that, dumb.
Oh, God, it's just a bad,
you
bad
wouldn't even,
idea.
This what was. The girl said, it's a bar mitzvah. This is what it was. It's a bar mitzvah. But you wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know. You somehow made it. you picked on me for racist. Not being Jewish. Yeah, it's racist.
It is, absolutely.
Well, prejudice anyway. But right. Yeah, oh my God.
You wouldn't even know. You didn't even get the glory of having big-nosed fucking make you.
So yeah, so that's such a bad idea. So I had a feeling maybe that Keith wouldn't even go through this at arena football because it is embarrassing. Because generally people are like, what's this guy trying to get? You right. know? Nobody gets free things. So I think the lesson is... A, next time you're not going to do it, which I know you're going to pick that one. Or B.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah?
Unless this dude opposes and goes, dude, you're keeping money from us.
Right. Right. Well, I'm just saying if we ever, you know, I don't know.
Right.
But B, you could be like, hey, we're from a talk show and, you know, you answer this dumb question and you get it. You know, because then that means that you're engaging them in something.
Oh, yeah, they'll believe that.
And then it's not like... No, but then it's not a scam. Then right. It's like, oh, I just won tickets, you know, right. And here's this. And
you
blah,
got
blah,
me
blah.
Standing there in my shades and all hungover from the night before. Chris is there with his little hat, shady hat pulled down over
That's
his
true.
Eyes. And Chris is there like, good idea, man. You can make us some beer money, man, right now. And mind you, there's nobody around at all. I mean, it was these three people, two kids
right.
and their dad.
See,
you know, it wasn't
is...
like there was many people walking by.
And I don't want to go to jail, too, for
yeah,
trying to
right.
do something nice.
Oh, so I'll get busted for scalping. You know what I mean? No,
right.
I just gave them away. Oh, yeah, sir, of course you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't want to sell them because I think that would be a douchebag thing to do.
Agreed.
You know, so
we
really
got them
just
for free,
wanted to...
so yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get the good feeling from it.
I know.
It's the worst.
Oh, I did get the good feeling, though, of just
That's
getting
right.
the good seats.
Yeah.
And you get the good seats, and you get the special guy in front who has the sweeper, like when they sweep the bases.
Yeah.
You can use a fucking broom, but it's more dramatic when they use a little sweeper yeah. in baseball. Well, he uses the old school sweeper to sweep the seat.
Oh, yeah.
Totally unnecessary. One
wow.
hand swipe would have done it.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they sweep you, and then he stands there.
Yeah.
And I don't even think he works there, by the way.
He just recognizes greatness.
Yeah, he stands there, and so I throw him $2. But it's weird. It's like, okay, I guess I got the sweep treatment.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like in Italian restaurants where they vacuum your table after you're done. You know, the little, like, those...
Oh, the hand thing, you mean?
Yeah, but but there's, like, a little vacuum thing. You know those vacuums where there's...
I've never seen the vacuum thing.
There's a... It's not,
between
you know,
he and I, we've worked in restaurants for 50 years.
I know.
I don't think either...
No, there is. It's like a sweeper sort of thing.
No,
it has that circular... No, not the actual...
She knows what makes noise.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make noise. You know those, like, it doesn't have an actual suction vacuum thing, but it has a wheel inside.
I know what you mean.
You
it's the same idea... Except it's the futurized where it collects it rather than something
exactly.
so you don't have to dump it into your hand.
Right.
I mean, that's disgusting.
Like
you know
an
what
animal.
Mean? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You do it and it collects it all. Yeah,
right.
yeah.
There's a little tiny
yeah,
version
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sweeps
yeah.
your table.
Yeah. I always refuse
I'm very
to
fancy
do that,
though.
By
you guys wouldn't.
I don't do that either.
I always refuse to do that. And then some boss comes around.
You were
around.
Supposed to?
I was absolutely supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah.
I
yeah.
love that, by the way, because I always make a mess.
Of course. I love it when it's done to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. I know it's my job. I signed up for it. I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. I checked the box and said I'd do it. I just don't like it. Georgia Force. It was us against the Georgia Force. And like I said, they can hear you. And it is fun. It is fun to yell, Georgia supported slavery.
Oh.
And half the place
God.
Can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're New York.
yeah.
They say well, such worse things than a real football guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remind people that Georgia supported slavery.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Kids
oh
shaking
God.
The hand of the Georgia Wolf mascot. I'm like, look at his shirt. That's not ours. You wait for the fucking dragon.
Oh, my God.
He was so funny. And the dudes that sat in front of us were laughing the whole time. That was great. They had a blast.
Oh, my God.
I got along with them because they would fill me on the rules and stuff like that.
Well, let me tell you, I just all of a sudden on MySpace, I got a thing called, hey, I sat in front of you in arena football. I'm like, wow, Keith, talk to people.
Oh, we were having a blast.
Oh, well, they had a sign. That's the thing, like, because there are cheerleaders. There are cheerleaders.
Yeah.
You know, like a busted version of cheerleaders.
Let me tell you something about this one second.
There's pictures of all this.
I see music sometimes, and I can't tell when somebody's great, but I can tell when somebody's bad.
Right.
I might not know a great drummer, but I know a horrible drummer, and I know horrible fucking cheerleaders, and these are not the cream of the crop.
Really?
Yes.
They
not,
have good
not,
bodies from the pictures.
Not like they're so ugly, but they don't have their shit together.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they were not coordinated?
Not at all.
No. Otherwise, they'd be cheerleaders.
Right. Not arena-sers. And you can yell at them, and they hear you.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God! There's no music above your loud, disgusting.
Oh, there's a little music,
voice.
But
no, they
we're loud. They can hear you. They can totally hear you. It's
you,
great.
A few people cried last night because of you. I'm convinced.
They
I'm
should.
Convinced because you are horrible.
Well, then they should get the job that
well,
job they were meant
cheering.
To have.
Quit cheering for the Georgia Wolf.
Right.
The Civil War. I said, never forget.
Oh
That's
God.
Right.
And the dudes that sat in front of us had this like sign.
And
it was like a picture, like a crayon drawn fucking sign with like of a cheerleader. And I was like, is that one of their, is that one of your girlfriends? Is it a specific cheerleader? And he just was so sad because, no, it's just a cheerleader thing. Like, he made a sign. I'm like,
you get me hot and bothered in the back of a cheerleader. And I like his idea because you draw the back. You don't have to worry about drawing the face. That's the hardest part to draw on people, obviously. And you're not specific. I'll take any of you, hosts.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's, you know, because they just have that, you draw the little chick in the back, and a little cottage cheese on the legs, and everything's golden.
Right.
It's the cheerleaders.
Right. Oh my God. They're not Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. But it is fun to yell that.
The arena's yours. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like a fruit cup.
Oh, my God.
But like I was saying, you go in there, we go in there, and we don't walk in like pompous or weird in any way.
We're
Let me
totally
just make that
ready
clear.
To have fun. I
we're
mean,
ready
we're
to have
so
fun.
So excited.
But it did does remind me of Derby a little bit. When we go in, and I wonder, like, do they think, who are these assholes from the city, when we say, we'll take the chili dog, but with cheese, this blows their fucking mind.
Why?
Because
it's an extra step?
Let me explain to you why.
Oh, okay.
Check the menu, honey. Let me explain. We have hot dog with cheese, and we have hot dog with chili.
Right.
So you want one of each. Well, actually, we're going to take three. But each one with chili and cheese.
Oh, forget it.
And they stare like it's all going to go away. It's not going away. I came to rock. It's not going away. I am having chili and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we're not leaving until this is done. And I'll make it clear that I'll pay extra.
Hey, yeah, we'll pay extra. Don't worry. Do not worry.
You're the big dogs of the chili and cheese.
Exactly. So that's what I'm wondering.
You should just call that the big dog, then. You're very
we're from the city, Nassau. Yeah, the big dog. Can you talk to that mic? We want it to be named after us, the big dog. Chili and cheese. Add the dollar. Fuck it. Add $2. Your fans can't do math.
Oh, forget it. The line's getting longer behind us. She is just retarded. Does not know what to do.
What are they ordering? That sounds good. Please don't start trouble. I'll whisper it to you, but chili and cheese. I swear, how long did this fucking thing take? Dave, can we do chili and... What? Chili and...
Well, they want cheese. They want cheese on that.
Can we do chili and... That's what... Can we do chili and cheese on a dog? What? You know how, like, we do chili? Yeah. Can they get the cheese on it, too?
The same cheese, by the way, that they gush all over nachos, by the way.
Yeah, it's not a container. Like, yeah, it's not coming out pre-made in any way.
Oh.
What else do you think it is? We
I
know
don't know.
What it is.
I guess I thought it was slices, just, you know, melty.
No, you would ask it. No, do you have the slices? I don't want
right.
that. And then that would be a whole fucking other hour.
No, we want everything you have. Just put the shit together.
I brought the American slices. Do you have a knife back there on the cutting board? No, I'll do it myself. I don't care. I just want to be able to use your paper.
To
towels.
Have it this way.
Right, right.
Can I buy just cheese to go? You're not putting on the chili dog, are you? So Dave is like, I don't get it. They want the cheese on the chili dog. Can we do that? So they want two hot dogs.
Right?
I'm not leaving. I am not leaving.
Right, so
this is
two,
principle.
Right, right.
I'm not leaving. There's cheese and chili, and I want it on the same hot dog.
What did the old man say? He said something. Like, the old man, like, you guys sure know how to live, don't you?
Right.
He said something like that. Yeah. Like,
you just paid $60 for these tickets.
Right.
You know what
I mean? Yeah.
And he goes, I think he made some joke like, we could do it, but it's $10.
Right.
And Brian Love said, you know what? We assumed it'd be $10 anyway. Yeah, we know right. we're getting ripped off.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So do we get it now? Oh, fuck. I was just joking. Fuck.
Right. And it's different. You know, like when you work in a restaurant, you go to a restaurant, you know, if somebody orders something and it goes into, let's say, a computer, you know, everything is accounted for, right? So, you know, everything is traceable. It's like, oh, you wanted this and you added that and you did this and you did that. Nothing is like that here, right? They have a cash register and it's just everything has a button, but they did not anticipate a chili cheese button. So it's not in front of her.
Yeah.
She could just do whatever she wants, put the cheese, and then that would be it. Even if she thought maybe she'd get in trouble. You know what I mean? Be like, I'll give you $1. Just put the cheese.
I'll give you $1. like they're
really?
5 years old. I'll give you $1. Go tell that girl
these
she's
are, no, and these are 60 year. These No, these are 50 year olds.
They're veterans.
They're veterans.
We call them veterans.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Not
Nassau
employees.
Veterans Coliseum. Right. Memorial Coliseum. Right.
Right.
That's where they go
you
to work.
You check the box on your application. from World War II.
So 10 minutes later, right?
Right. So we finally got our hot dog, but it takes so fucking long. And of course, it's disgustingly perfect.
Right. The chili is on the side, and the cheese is on the side.
And then she couldn't figure where the cheese would go.
They always put it on this. Right. Let me just. Can I give this to you? Because I do not. That cannot be how you want it.
Yeah, right.
Is this okay? Yeah, it's okay. Can we? I'm not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. There's three of us. There's a cup of chili and a cup of cheese. And we go, those little, you know, the little cups I'm talking about? The little plastic normal like 6 4-ounce cups.
Like this.
2 to 4-ounce cups. Uh-huh. Right, whatever you get in pizza to go, marinara sauce.
Like the side of sauce cups.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And 3 foot long, by the way. You want the foot long? Yes. You know what I mean? We don't want the little ones.
Of course.
Why come back twice, right?
Right.
I'll take the foot long.
Let me take one big shit all over my pants. So we have a little chili cup, a little cheese cup, and we go, all right, we have 3 hot dogs. Can we get another thing of chili? Yeah. Like, she thought it was over, and this torture just began. She had a better time in Nam being a nurse. Oh, my God. I've never seen such horror. And then right away, you know, we try to help. Like, we'll pay for it. Whatever the fuck's going on. Oh, God. Please just take your fucking dogs and get the fuck out of here.
She really was flustered because everyone like, we'll have 2 Bud Lights and a Coors Light. Okay, do we even have Bud? Oh, I didn't even know we had Bud Light now.
Oh my God.
And then she, and of course me, that's when I mumble and I don't realize people can hear me. I'm like, yeah, it's just fucking 4 beers sitting right out there. You don't fucking look up. I mean, it's right there. It's right in your goddamn fucking face, right? And then she comes back with, so you said 2 Coors Lights and 1 Bud Light, right? No, actually it was the other. And normally, we would never care. We would really just be like, yeah, whatever, that's fine. But we were just like, no, it's the other way around. 2 Bud Lights, 1 Coors Light.
Oh, I know there's 2-in-1.
We're buying a $75 tray of food. I would like it to be right.
Yeah,
I want this experience right, and I don't think that's weird of us. I do think it's funny, like, getting back to the cheerleaders for a second, they have these little – I wanted to look up how much a commercial is in arena football, and I'm not joking, because I bet it's affordable, and it's on their – you know, you've seen hockey games, and it has that what do you call that centerpiece with the 4 sides so you can see the score, and that's where you watch video of
screens and all that.
Of shit you can't see on the other side, which you could see.
Well, no, the funny part about that is everything's so small.
Right.
By the time you found it up there, it's really right in front of you.
True.
You know what I mean? In arena football, like when they were doing something, like, wow, who's being interviewed? And you're like, oh, she's right there.
Right.
It makes it cooler, like, oh, on the big screen, you know?
Which, by the way, I go, does sometimes the football bounce off shit like that? And the guys in front of me said, yeah, they just redo the play. It's such a kid. This is a kid's game.
Yeah.
This is, me.
Kidding you.
This is me and Lori's husband and us playing flag football or whatever.
They're like rules. Like you keep it going. Right?
Yeah.
You just play off the wall.
The yard will be from here. The field will be from here to there.
Yeah,
This plays.
Yeah. If it bounces off
helmet,
the tree weird.
Whatever.
Yeah. If it bounces off the tree weird, we redo it.
Right.
That kind of
which
thing.
Which I love. I absolutely.
So one of the commercials is, if you want to get a salon look like the cheerleaders have, come to this studio right down the street.
Oh, my God. And you just see the screen. You literally see the busted skin, the pores. I mean, you're just.
Yeah. You don't want to see these. Like, they were still.
Ugly toes. Fucking Long Toe Sally. You ever see Long Toe Sally? She's ugly.
They were up close. She is ugly. They were up close.
Oh, my God.
They were up close because the place is small. But they weren't up close until you saw them on the video, and until we saw them, 2 of them happen like a few seats away from us sitting down.
Yeah.
These are ugly girls plastered with shit.
Yeah.
And me and Hendo were talking about this not too long ago, about how guys think girls are good. And it's not like Hendo's telling me, you don't understand these girls are good. I know what's good, Logan. But there are a lot of girls I learned growing up that are not good looking, that really put on a completely fake face of makeup that you think is so fucking hot.
Well, their neck is a different color. You're being tricked.
Right? Right. Yeah, I mean, they're really putting on a full-on mask, some girls.
Well, it only works when their body is just slamming.
Agreed. Then,
that's true. You're right.
And they have a very particular way of doing their makeup that really is just so perfect, and their hair is exactly messy and exactly right in every. There is not
an
ounce. I want
to fuck the girl that's in your mind right now.
there's not an ounce of their body, hair, anything on them, their nails that they did not look over 50 times. It took them 2 hours
to
get ready.
Because they're like gorillas otherwise.
Well, I mean, but they walk around life getting whatever they want.
Right.
So it's almost worth it. It's almost like the 2 hours before they go out is a job.
Is their job, right?
You know, and it's not a long job, you know, and maybe girls are giving them caddy whatever the fuck, but that's the life they want to lead. They're not fooling me, but they're fooling you guys, and that's who they want to fool. I'm not giving them money. I'm not buying them drink. I'm not buying them dinner.
They're fooling
you enough for them to get what they want. They're not fooling you enough to, I don't know, find the coolest guy in the fucking universe to marry.
Look, I know she loves me, man, all right? She didn't fool me, all right? Just because I gave her everything and wrote her a song and gave her a whole record. she didn't fool me!
This reminds me of a new song, Fake Face.
They're really fooling who they need to fool. And the guys that they're even fooling, they understand also how much makeup there's on. But there's like an appreciation for everything, you know? There's a whole bunch of guys walking around with a lot of shit in their hair. They shave their entire bodies. Right. Their bodies are built a little too much. I don't appreciate it one damn bit. But there's a girl out there going, I need to work out 50 hours a week just to fucking date that guy. Please look at me. I think it's disgusting.
The makeup thing is really funny because I forget all about that, but when I'm at Sammy's, with those kinds of people are there. And it's happened more than once where I've come home or I've worked or the next day, and I'm like, why do I look like I got punched in the eye? Like, I really do. It's happened more than one occasion. And I literally, it's like a dark circle here. Right. And I'm like, I know we fought, me and that. X
amount.
Like,
that happened verbally.
And I'm like, and I literally am thinking, like, and then I won't say anything. I'm just thinking, well, maybe, getting dark circles. I don't know, whatever. And then somebody mentioned, they're like, dude, did somebody hit you in the eye? I'm like, I know, right? And then I'm just like, I don't know what it is. I'm nervous, whatever. And then they just like wipe it, and it was makeup. And
that's,
I'm thinking, how can that be? And it was from when I was taking a picture with some woman with a ton of makeup. And, you know, when they're drunk at the restaurant with a ton of vodka and they have all this makeup and all these jappy chicks, they squeeze it. You're the best, brother love. You're the best. You're the best. And they smush their face and all their makeup goes on my face over here.
Half of your face is the new Phantom of the Opera mask.
Exactly. And it really is sort of funny that.
That's insane. Yeah, that's an insane amount of makeup.
I'll see chicks like that and be like, wow, you're fucking sexy. And then it doesn't take... It takes seconds into the conversation and go, ha, you're lying to me.
Right.
I see it all.
See, okay, but then...
And only because I'm a little older.
And they're the same ones that say to me, is that your real hair? I'm like, is that your real hair? Is that your real face? Are those your real teeth? Is that how tall you are? I mean, what's going on? You know, it's like, how dare you? Yes, it is my real hair.
Well, that's their only form of conversation. But the problem with me is, like, I'm scared to put on makeup because I feel it. A, I feel it on my face. And B, when I'm talking to people, I'm like, I know you could see my makeup. What's the point? So I'm wearing makeup now. So now who am I fooling? So now do I look better? So now do I just look like there's makeup on my face? And then I just, you know, I can't get into the, why are you looking at me like that?
I just, I so much thinking about that. Yeah, I mean, you put a little makeup on, it's going to kill
you.
You know, not that you need it. You look beautiful. But
well,
I
end up putting on like the most minimal makeup and then I stare at Keith and I go, can you say? Can you say? Can you say?
It's well, very just sexy. Go on about
no,
your day.
No, it's very sexy. It's hot.
Just go on about your day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen the people of your day, bro, love. Just go on about your day, ladies. Okay, bro, love. Okay.
What? What's that mean?
So anyway, getting back to the cheerleaders, they do the halftime show, by the way. How old are these kids? I have no idea about age, obviously. 14? 16?
I can never tell.
Not older than 16.
Kids in the stands?
No, kids come out
on
the field, all wearing the quarterback's jersey and name, number 8, and start doing this dance that's a little provocative. And
I'm sorry, yes. They're all all girls, by the way. There's not guys.
These are not the cheerleaders.
These are little girls. I'm sorry. It's almost like it starts out like a Michael Jackson concert.
I brought up cheerleaders because they're acting like cheerleaders.
Right. They're little kids. They all have the same jersey on, I guess.
There's at least 50 of them.
Yeah, at least 50.
Okay.
8, 9, 10 maybe, I get years old, right. I guess. Go on. Yeah.
And they just start dancing.
Gyrating.
They're gyrating. They have this sexy dance they're all supposed to do.
It's choreographed, by the way. They're all doing the same moves, except for the fat ones in the back.
And who then turn around for the other side. Now they're in the front. Oops. You know, they didn't take that part through.
Probably some school thing.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, right.
But they can't get their shit together. I understand all this. They're kids, and they're fucking stumbling and looking around like they don't think anybody's looking at them. It's funny. It's hilarious.
Right. Be awkward. But be a kid. That's fine.
It is these kids being unnecessarily sexy. Yeah. They're being sexy. It's very creepy what they do.
And they put the one They put the best one in the middle.
There were two good ones, right?
Two good ones. I mean, and they just have like the neck move is just perfect. And they are right on point. All their moves are good. They know exactly, like, they watch, you know, this stuff. These are the next Britney Spears, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it really is just wrong. Everything about it is wrong. Absolutely. Because you can't tell me there's not at least a pedophile dude sitting in that fucking thing.
Of course there is.
Being like, man, little Tammy's friend, I'm going to hit that. I mean, that's horrible. Horrible.
Why do they take all the good sex out of kids' movies?
And then there was more halftime shenanigans, too.
What else was there?
There was a rock band, man.
Oh, there's
on a flatbed truck.
Excuse me?
They had a rock band all of a sudden set up, and they're dressed in football shirts, too. So, and it's like, and they're like, and they sang, any way you want it, that's the way. So they do that, right? The Journey song.
Right, right.
And then the other song they did was,
I don't remember. I just remember.
Oh, Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep.
Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman, yeah. And it was just so like, you know, they must have been like, you know, whatever the name of the band. What were they called?
It wasn't Jake Isles Band, but it was something that sounding.
It was something like, but heavier sounding, and it was just like, you know, the Lollapaloozas or something, you know. And you they must have sent out their shit, playing live, you know, at the Arena Football League team, you know. And it was just for... Nobody cared.
But you know who pretended they knew any way you wanted? The 50 Kids.
Right.
Aww. Gyrating sexy.
Gyrating, right. They had them all run up to the band, right, and gyrate and dance and all that.
My only complaint, and what was my first one? I forget. But I know Mike Pepperman's listening and he's making notes. Here's my other complaints for next time, because I would love to go again. Mm-hmm. The Flex Cam. They take a camera and they go through the stands and announce it's Flex Cam. And you look up at the video and it's people in the stands giving the arm muscle a flex. There's no reason that I can possibly conceive that I did not make it on the Flex Cam. I saw the camera. The cameraman saw me.
Saw you. He did see you.
Did you flex?
He flexed like a mofo.
And I had the camera up at the screen waiting. I was ready to take that picture. I thought for sure. They caught. I made my eye contact. I know when people make eye contact.
You ever flex so hard
that you hurt
it hurts?
Yeah.
Sure. That's what I was doing. And there's no excuse. Don't even do me a favor next time, Mike. I'll feel like it's pity. I'll know if I'm on the flex cam all fucking day long. Okay? You better be clever if you do me the favor. But it really hurt me. It really hurt me. There's no reason I did not make the flex cam. The fat security guard said, maybe I wasn't on because flex cam is a joke. And if that's the reason it's just hitting me now, I'm okay with that.
Right.
Kids,
right.
We kids are on the flex cam, and your fat security guards are on the flex cam.
Right,
maybe
right.
Somebody that can really flex isn't, because that's not the point. You know what? Forgiven. Take that off the list. Here's the one I got instead. And it's the old one. I remember now. I need to arm wrestle the kicker. That's it. That's all I would like. Also, kicker. I want to arm wrestle. Also.
He's a midget, by the way.
Right.
Okay.
I can take him.
And he can't use his leg.
You could let.
Can he use his foot with your hand?
No. And I don't know why we're like in the third row or whatever. I don't know why the first row seemed to have waiter service. I would like waiter service.
They had waiter service. Amazing. America.
That way it's not a fucking embarrassment when I get my chili and cheese dog. That's the main reason.
Yeah, right. Let him deal with it.
I would like my shit without embarrassment.
Right? And I'm the asshole. I'll be like, here's a 20. Something that would only cost one. You know what I mean? Dummy.
But yes, I had a great time.
Dynamite. They lost, though.
Our team lost.
You're right. You called it. The team that with the last possession will win the game. Although, no, I'm sorry. We had the last possession and we lost. But the
somehow Keith was right, is the point.
I was right, and that's the point. That is the point. Thank you very much.
That is the point. KeithandTheGirl.com